So the epistle for the fifth Sunday after Easter is taken from James chapter 1. Dearly beloved, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he shall be compared to a man beholding his own countenance in a glass. For he beheld himself and went his way, and presently forgot what manner of man he was. But he that hath looked into the perfect law of liberty and hath continued therein, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man think himself to be religious, not bridling his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Religion clean and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs. The hour cometh when I will no more speak to you in Proverbs, but will show you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father." His disciples say to him, "Behold, now thou speakest plainly and speakest no proverb. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and thou needest not that any man should ask thee, but by this we believe that thou comest forth from God." Please be seated. Just one thing I forgot. This coming Thursday is Ascension Thursday, so it is a holy day of obligation. So we will have a Mass at 9 a.m. here, a 9 a.m. Mass in Fort Collins, and then a 7 p.m. Mass here. So I apologize, I forgot to mention that. But it is a holy day of obligation this coming Thursday. If angels could be jealous of men, they would be so for one reason, Holy Communion. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. These words are from St. Maximilian Kolbe, and he mentions how important it is, Holy Communion. The fact that we receive God, that we receive God into our souls, and so from that it is a great grace for us. It is a great blessing. And we think about our children today, they have this opportunity to receive God for the very first time. They've been prepared by you parents, by their teachers, and then tested by the priest to ensure that they understand whom they are receiving. So as I say, it is a great blessing for a parish to have First Holy Communions, and obviously as a priest, it is a great blessing to be able to give God to these children for the very first time, thinking about the purity and the innocence that they have. But I think also these words of St. Maximilian Kolbe show to all of us how important it is for all of us to keep our soul that way. For all of us to think about the purity and the innocence that is needed, that even the angels could, if they could, that they would be jealous of us. Because we can receive our Lord, that we can have God in our soul. And as I mentioned, today is the anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, May 13th. And we think about Our Lady of Fatima. We think about what she has asked from us to pray, to do penance. It is one of the things that I mentioned to the children yesterday. That is something that they're capable of. They're certainly capable of praying. They're also certainly capable of offering small penances, small sacrifices. And that is something that's to remind all of us of that great need. As I mentioned, with the crisis in the church, with all the things that are going on, this is a perfect opportunity to pray for the church and for our children to pray. Because God hears the prayers of the innocent. God hears the prayers of these pure little children. That is why it's always traditionally said that whatever children ask who are receiving their First Holy Communion, God will grant them. Because of that purity that they have, as they approach the communion rail for the very first time. I mean, it's signified, obviously, we see the white, because it signifies the purity of their soul. And that beauty, that innocence that is there, we pray that they always keep. We beg God for them to have that purity and that innocence. And year and after year, we talk about it, we explain of how it reminds us. And maybe one year, yes, that grace will hit us, that we too will see of how, no matter how many years it's been since our first Holy Communion, that we still need to approach God with that same purity, that same innocence of coming up. And that's what we must strive for in every day of our life. And so for the children that have been prepared this way, they're prepared for this moment. And yes, there is externals, they look nice. It is their special day, but it is about the internal of how their soul approaches God. And as I say, that is why then we pray for the children to always try to keep to that. And that is why when we see heaven coming down to earth, it shouldn't be a surprise to us that it is always children usually that receive the message. Because the children, again, it is the purity, the innocence. And I would say also with children, a lot of times they're not complex. As adults, sometimes we become too complex. We overthink things. We don't have that simplicity of heart. And that is why then heaven comes and approaches the children. Because she knows they will have that trust in God. And that is what is beautiful for us to think and to meditate upon. With Our Lady of Fatima, she approached the three children with this message of prayer and penance. And these children took it to heart. And the children weren't that much older than these children here. And yet they were entrusted with this beautiful message, this important message, prayer and penance, of praying for the church. And that is why it's important for you children to think that, to know that, to pray, to sacrifice, to think about who you are receiving today. And in thinking about that, it is interesting to see, as I say, that the children of Fatima were not much older than these children. But back in 1917, they didn't always have a chance to receive our Lord so early, which is a great blessing. A great blessing for our children to protect them. And that is why St. Pius X lowered the age, to protect the children. Because he wanted to protect them with God in their soul. But at the time of the apparitions, Francisco, one of the children, he had not received his first Holy Communion yet. And so he knew he was dying. That was something that Our Lady had said, that she would take Jacinta and Francisco, that she would take them quickly. Yet Lucia would have to live many, many years after, carrying on the message of devotion to the Immaculate Heart. But these two children would go early, just as young children. So Francisco knew that he was going to die, and there was one thing that he asked. He asked if he could receive his first Holy Communion. That is what he wanted. I mean, I told the children yesterday about Blessed Imelda. But obviously her parents were well-to-do. They'd given her all these gifts for her birthday, and she said, I just want one more gift. It won't cost you anything. I'm sure for the parents it was probably a relief. She said, I just want to receive our Lord. And she was 5. And at that time, it was the age of 14 that they would receive. So that's all she wanted. Didn't care about the other things, all the fine silks, the dolls, different things of that nature. Just wanted our Lord. And so that child understood. That is why she's one of the patron saints of the Blessed Sacrament. So Francisco was not any different. He knew as he was closing out his life, he wanted one thing. I mean, granted, we even understand that with the children, I mean, obviously they would go to heaven. They had this message, they lived good lives, they sacrificed, they prayed. And yet he still wanted to receive our Lord. Even though it's interesting, when he was talking to Lucia just about his death and different things, she was telling to pray for us. He said, well, I'll probably forget everything once I see God face to face. It was kind of like, wow. You forget your friends, your family, and everything. But he was just saying, he was just mentioning of how when he sees God face to face, that is all that he would care about at that point. But he wanted to receive our Lord. And so he begged his father for that. He said, Father, he said, before I die, I want to receive our Lord. He had not yet received his first Holy Communion, so that is what he wanted. So it says, Francisco's words were a sword in the heart of his loving father. He hated the thought of losing his little boy, but with manly courage, he spoke up, I'll take care of that right away. I'll go right now to see the priest. And that is what the father did. He walked off to ensure that his son would be able to receive before he died. And so the father, it says, took some of his other children, they prayed the rosary back and forth to see the priest and on the way back. Because he wanted this grace for his son. And so in the meantime, Francisco would ask Lucia, he would ask Jacinta, do you know of any sins that I've committed? I want to make this well. How many of us would ask our brothers and sisters for that? And come up with a litany for it. Say, oh, well, yes, I'm glad you asked. Here's everything that you need to know. They would probably offer to do it for us, but yet he asked them because he wanted to make sure he was prepared and everything would be forgiven. And so you see how he wanted to make it so well, to prepare to make his first holy confession. And so the priest would come, he heard his confession, and he promised to bring him Holy Communion the next day. So Francisco had that promise that it would come. He had that understanding that it would come. And so he waited the next morning. He could hear the bell ringing, announcing that our Lord was coming to him. So it says that Francisco tried to sit up in his bed, but he couldn't because of his poor health. So he was slunk down in bed. But he received our Lord into his soul. And here you have this child who all he wanted to do is to make reparation to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart. That was one of the things that he wanted to try to always do. Once after receiving the vision of Our Lady of Fatima, that was like his goal, to repair. To repair for the sins. I mean, what a beautiful thing to see this innocent soul asking for that. And so with him, one who would make reparation, one who would make sacrifices. You know, God blessed him by giving him that chance to receive our Lord, to receive God for the very first time, the first, but the last time. So for Francisco, it was his only communion. But what a way to prepare for that. What a way for him to prepare his soul. He wanted to repair, he wanted to make up for, and then he wanted to receive our Lord. And so truly, what a great blessing. What a great blessing for him, what a great blessing for the family to realize that. And so yes, as we celebrate this anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, dear children, I want you to also to think about the prayers you can offer to God, the prayers you can offer to Our Lady to repair for the sins of mankind, to make up. You can help all of us. Because as innocent children, yes, God will grant your request. And so truly your prayers are heard. So pray for your parents for all that they've given to you. They have given you this opportunity. They prepared you. They brought you into this world to receive our Lord. So be thankful for your parents. Pray for them. And obviously pray for the teachers who prepared you also. Pray for your priest. I always mention, all of you will get used to it, I always remember to remind you to pray for Father Dennis McDonald, in case you get confused with the other one. So Father Dennis McDonald. So remember that, children. He will give you your first Holy Communion. I'll make sure that Father Goshi doesn't like try to cut in. I'll give all the first Holy Communions. Then he can help all of you with Holy Communion. But we need the prayers too. So remember to pray. But as I say, it is a great grace for a priest to be able to give the children that. Of the innocence that they have. And as I say, the purity and the innocence. And so do take advantage of this. Do remember the words of St. Maximin Kolbe. If there was anything that the angels would be jealous of us, it is just that fact that we can receive God. So think about the angels, that they see God. They see God in heaven. If they could be jealous, it's because you can receive our Lord. And so do let us pray for our children. As a parish, let us pray for these souls, that they always keep this innocence, that they always keep this purity as they approach the communion rail. And a good reminder to us is what we must strive for, that we too, when we approach the communion rail, that we too have the purity and the innocence. And that is something that I will leave you with the words of from St. James in today's epistle. It is a reminder to us. Is a means for us to try to live our life. He says, to keep oneself unspotted from this world. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.